The scripture says the lazy hands will come to ruin. But those who are, so whenever you are working hard and things are not panning out, you have a basis to go in the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, you said, if I obey and serve you, I will spend my days in prosperity and my years in pleasure.
Hello, Saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
All right. So I want to start a new series of lessons. We are still under supernatural living, and I want to look at 12 revelations. Everybody say 12 revelations. Now say like you mean it, 12 revelations for supernatural living. Come on, talk with me, 12 revelations for supernatural living. We have established that the supernatural lifestyle is a life that we live above average. It's a life that we live above what? It's a life we live above average. The only reason we are living a life above average is because God is always intervening. He's stepping in the middle of things concerning us. Grab your Bibles, grab your notepads, whatever you have, please take notes, and let's get into the Word of God this morning. Amen. We have understood that a supernatural lifestyle is promised in the Word of God. It has a purpose, and it must be pursued. A supernatural lifestyle is promised, it has a purpose, and it must be pursued. In our last few lessons, we have established that if you are going to be able to live any principle in the Word of God, four things are necessary. Let me see if you still remember it. We need a revelation. Number two, we need what? Role models. Number three, resolve. And then I added a fourth one, regimen. Amen. Today, we want to start with the first principle that is so crucial to living a supernatural lifestyle. Please, I want you to snap out of religion. We are not going back to after that we take offering and after that we do this. We're done with that. Are you hearing me today? We're not going to do it as usual. So today, I want us to look at the first revelation. It's a revelation of prosperity in salvation. The revelation on prosperity in salvation. Let me state it very clearly to you. It is important that as a believer, you understand that if you are going to live a supernatural life, you must have an understanding, a revelation on prosperity. Everybody say prosperity. Now, I need you to understand clearly that prosperity is not an addition to salvation. It is already covered in salvation. And your mind must be made up on that. If you don't, there are people who will tell you it is okay for an athlete to have millions, but it is wrong for a pastor to have millions. It is okay for anybody else to have money, but the church must walk in poverty. Since when have we been baptized in poverty? You need to be sold out on this truth. Amen. And so what I intend to do today is to lay a groundwork for kingdom prosperity. Everybody say kingdom prosperity. And it's important that you need to understand this basic truth. You must fully understand. Let's begin by, first of all, trying to understand the word prosperity, because some people have made it a bad word, but it is not a bad word. It is a good word. Prosperity simply means to do well. That's all it means. It may mean a lot of things, but it simply means to do well. How many of you want to do well? So is it a bad word? But why are they telling us, don't talk about prosperity? That is all it simply means. It means to do well. It means to be successful in every area of life. How many of you want to be successful in everything you do? Not including sin. Don't be successful in that. It simply means to do well. It means to be successful in every single area of your life. And I want us to begin with this statement that is so important. God wants you and I to be prosperous. God wants you to prosper and be successful in every area of your life. Every area of your life. When we talk about prosperity, it does not only have to do with money. It has to do with your health. It has to do with your spiritual well-being, that your Christian life, you can see that you are going on. You know how sometimes we measure the prosperity of our spiritual life by how much money we have? No. That you started praying last year for 5 minutes. This year, you are about 15 minutes. There is a progress there. You are prospering in every area of your life. God wants me to prosper. Raise your right hand and say that with me. God wants me to prosper. All right, now I'm going to run through a lot of scriptures with you, and I want you to go with me. First scripture we want to look at is in the book of Psalms 35. Psalms 35 and verse 27. Please, if you can put this one on the screen, we're all going to read it together from the Christian Standard Bible. Are you guys ready to read? All right, let's go for it. Let those who want my vindication shout for joy and be glad. Let them continually say, the Lord be exalted. He takes pleasure in his servant's well-being. God takes pleasure in what? His servant's well-being. If you're using the old King James, he says, he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God takes pleasure. I say God takes, not that he is displeased. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Please notice, whilst we read, look at all the synonyms of the word prosper, successful, doing well, good, well-being, all those things, you'll see them appear in those scriptures. If I was using just the King James, you would always see prosper. God takes pleasure in your prosperity. The scripture says he is happy when you do well. Did you see that from the scriptures? God is what? He's happy. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Second scripture, Joshua chapter 1. I'm trying to establish the fact that God is interested in you doing well. Don't let the world talk you into thinking that you will need to be an athlete, a musician, or something else to be prosperous. You can be a Christian and still prosper. Amen. Are you in Joshua chapter 1? Let's look at verse 7 and verse 8. Above all, be strong and very courageous to observe carefully the whole instruction my servant Moses commanded you. Now, notice God is speaking to Joshua at this time because Moses is dead. And he says, be careful to follow all the instructions that Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you will have success. There is the word again. So that you will have prosperity wherever you go. You have prosperity wherever you. You have prosperity wherever you. I need you to rise with me. Everybody stand on your feet. And I need you to begin to pray and say, Father, I decree wherever I go, wherever my feet will stay, I thank you that you are giving me success. I rise above the ordinary. Nothing will stand in my way. Come on, everybody, lift your voice in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Begin to make that declaration now. Begin to make that declaration now. Begin to make that declaration now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you. I give you glory. Father, you said wherever we go, we will be successful. Yes, we will prosper wherever we go. And today, we make that declaration today in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, please take your seats. And verse 8. He says, this book of instruction, this book of the law, the word of God, he says, this book of instruction must not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night so that you may carefully observe everything written in it, for then you will prosper and succeed in whatever you do. Does it sound like God doesn't want you to prosper? All right, another scripture. Let's go for it. Psalms 1, verse 1 to verse 3. How happy is the one who does not walk in the advice of the wicked, or stand in the pathway with sinners, or sit in the company of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside flowing streams, and bears its fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither. And whatever he does, there is the word again, whatever he does, prospers. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Dear friends, I pray that you are prospering in every way and are in good health, just as your whole life is going well, or just as your whole life is prospering. God wants you to prosper. Please raise your right hand and say, Lord, I thank you that you want me to prosper. You want me to be successful. You want my whole life going well. Job chapter 36, look at the 11th verse. Job chapter 36, verse 11. If they listen and serve him, they will end their days in prosperity and their years in happiness. If they obey and serve him, if they obey and serve him. Please notice, there is a purpose to kingdom prosperity. The scripture says it has a purpose. And God says you will attract it if you obey me and serve me. If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in a... Come on, talk to me. Don't be afraid of it. If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in a... and their years in pleasure. Psalms 118. Look at the 25th verse. Psalms 118 and verse 25. Psalms 118. Lord, save us. Lord, please grant us success. So it is a prayer you can pray. I said it is a prayer you can what? Pray. Psalms 122. Look at the 6th and the 7th verse. Psalms 122. The 6th and the 7th verse. He says, pray for the well-being, that is the prosperity of Jerusalem. May those who love it, you will be secure. The word secure, in that context in English, is the same word prosper. He said, as you desire the prosperity of Jerusalem and praise for it, you will also what? Verse 7, may there be peace within your walls, security within your fortresses. And please look there with me in verse 9. If you can read that with me. Psalm 122 and verse 9. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pursue your prosperity. There is nothing wrong pursuing it. You must be sold out on it, else you will accept lack and poverty as part of your Christian walk. Does that mean everybody will have money? No. Why will they not? Because it's salvation free. It's salvation free. It's free. The Bible says you don't work for it. It's a gift. It's salvation free. Is everybody saved? Why? Because they will not do what it takes to have it. Prosperity, God says, I have given it to you. You must be sold out on it. But most people will not, because we will not do what it takes to become that. Are you with me? I will pursue. Let's say that together. Your prosperity. Please notice, not my prosperity, but his prosperity. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 9. Now I want us to read together. Ready, go. Therefore, observe the words of this covenant and follow them. Please notice, there's always a prefix. Do something for me. Now, do something for me is happening in the Old Testament, because when we come to the New Testament, you will see how it's a free gift, but your obedience is still important. All right, come on, let's start reading. Ready, go. Therefore, observe the words of this covenant and follow them, so that you will succeed in everything you do, so that you will prosper in everything you do. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and look at the second verse. Paul is telling them about getting ready to learn how to give offerings and their tithes. Notice what he says. Go with me. On the first day of the week, each of you is to set something aside and save in keeping with how he is prospering. My giving is based on my prosperity. Don't let the world talk you out of it and let you settle for the meager. God has made a life possible for us, and we must be sold out on it. I pray that as we learn these things, you will have a revelation on prosperity that is already covered in salvation. Jeremiah 33, look at the ninth verse. Jeremiah 33, please read with me from the screen. This city will bear on my behalf a name of joy, praise, and glory before all the nations of the earth, who will hear of all the prosperity I will give them. Who is giving the prosperity? God. He does not only promise it, he's not asking us to pray about it, he's not asking us to pursue it, but he's saying that I will give it to you. So there is nothing like you will ask God and he will not give it. And in the subsequent weeks, I will show you that prosperity is not about, I heard one preacher say, open your mouth wide and I'll fill. That's not what the Bible is talking about. The scripture says the lazy hands will come to ruin. So whenever you are working hard and things are not panning out, you have a basis to go in the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, you said, if I obey and serve you, I will spend my days in prosperity and my years in pleasure. And I cannot be denied. And I cannot be denied. All right. Jeremiah 22, verse 21. Are you there with me? I spoke to you when you were secure. Notice the word secure in this context is the word prosper. I spoke to you in the times of prosperity. You said, I will not listen. This has been your way since youth. Indeed, you have never listened to me. God is saying to us that in the times of prosperity, it is easy to forget him. And that is why he told Israel, thou shalt not forget the Lord your God, for it is he who gives thee power and the ability to make wealth. Are you with me? Learning anything? Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21. For the shepherds are stupid. They don't seek the Lord. Therefore, they have not prospered. And their whole flock is scattered. When I was growing up, I realized that most of the guys who were very prayerful were poor. They had faith to pray to receive other things, but not money, not prosperity, not having a good life, not going on. The truth is, whatever you fail to release your faith for, you will not get it. And here in this context, he's saying the priests, the shepherds, he calls them stupid. Why are they stupid? Because he says they don't seek the Lord. And as a result of it, they are not prosperous. Please notice, their prosperity was as a result of them seeking their Lord. Not anything else, but. In other words, as a shepherd, I cannot go around trying to have my own business, chase after the business, and expect God's prosperity. First of all, my heart must go after God himself. Then I can go after some other business. Are you with me today? We're going to pray as soon as we're done. Zechariah chapter 1. Look at the 16th and the 17th verse. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. In mercy, I have returned to Jerusalem. My house will be rebuilt within it. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. And a measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem. Proclaim further. This is what the Lord of armies says. My cities will again overflow with prosperity. My cities, again, will what? Overflow. It means it did happen and it fizzled out. And God says there's going to come a time that I am going to bring it back. You didn't get that. Lift your voice in prayer right now, wherever you are sitting, and say, Father, I thank you that it will overflow again in my life. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice in prayer. Pray to the Lord and say, Lord, I thank you, O God. Yes, that there is coming a day, a day that you are restoring, O God, and overflowing my life once again with your prosperity. Let that be your prayer. In the name of Jesus. 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 All right, bring your prayer to a close. Genesis chapter 24. Remember, we said we need to have revelation, right? I want us to start looking at some role models. People who lived it. Genesis chapter 24 and verse 40. Are you there with me? He said to me, the Lord before whom I have walked. Abraham is speaking to his servant Eliezer. Says, the Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you and make your journey a success. Prosper the journey. In other words, this guy was on his way to go get something done. And the word prosperity, notice in this context, is never used in relation to money. Are you seeing it? So don't let those who think prosperity only has to do with money shut you down, because it goes beyond that. He says, the Lord your God will make your journey. In other words, whatever it is that you are pursuing, whatever you are going after, he said, he will make it a success. And you will take a wife for my son, from my clan, and from my father's family. And we all know it did happen. Amen. Genesis chapter 39, concerning Joseph. Look at verse 3, and then later on we'll read verse 23. If you can read with me. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made everything he did prosper. So people at your workplace should look at you and see that any project you are put on prospers. When I worked in industry, every project I was sent on, the company made millions. And one day somebody bath-mouthed me. It's human nature. And the boss said, the only reason I hired him is not because he's an engineer, but because he's a pastor. There's something that follows him on every project we send him on. We always make money. It must be seen. So you can't talk about being prosperous and it's not seen. Mm-mm. It must be what? Seen. And we see it in the life of Joseph. Look at verse 23 of the same Genesis 39. Whilst he was in prison, he says, the warden did not bother with anything that was under Joseph's authority because the Lord was with him. And the Lord made everything that he did prosper, made it successful. May God Almighty be with you. Please notice, it is not a prospect. The Lord was with him before. That's the stuff people of today don't want to hear. The Lord was with him before he prospered. Let's keep at it. 1 Kings chapter 2. Look at verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 3. And keep your obligation to the Lord. And keep your obligation to the Lord. And keep your obligation to the Lord, your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees. This is written in the law of Moses so that you will have success in everything you do and whatever you turn. Did you see that again? So you are entitled to prosperity. Everybody say, I am entitled. But how many of you know that just being entitled is not enough to have it? I read a story of a guy whose father bequeathed land to him. He was not even aware that his father had a will. And in the will, he had bequeathed so much land to him and lived most of his life struggling. What is it that is taking place here, because someone who has so much land bequeathed to him, how is he living a life and does not even own one land? He's already entitled because the will entitles him to it, but he doesn't have it. Many believers always talk about their entitlements, but between entitlement and when you possess it, something must happen. And that is why we are studying these things. Are you with me today? Are you with me today? All right, 1 Kings chapter 10, look at verse 7. We are going to read from the screen this time, shall we? But I didn't believe the reports until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, I was not even told half. Your wisdom and prosperity far exceeds the report I had. May that become your story. Even in college, may that become your story. That when people get close, they said, oh, I didn't hear the whole story. This is not even half of what. This is the Queen of Sheba telling Solomon, when I got closer, I realized that the level of your wisdom and the level of your prosperity is so high. May that become your story. The way you are saying amen is like you are afraid. Me, I'm not afraid, though. But this woman said, when I got close, I realized you have so much money. Ezra chapter 6. Ezra chapter 6. And this is concerning Jewish elders. Let's read this together. So the Jewish elders continued successfully with the building under the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah son of Iddo. They finished the building according to the command of God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus, Darius, and King Artaxerxes of Persia. Notice from the beginning, he says they continued successfully. Anybody involved in a building project, may it prosper. I said, may it what? Prosper. Final scripture, and I'll leave you alone. Daniel chapter 6, look at verse 28. He says, this Daniel, because he has said some things about that Daniel earlier. And he says, this. Read with me, shall we? Pause. I want you to put the emphasis on this. Let's go for it. Ready? Read. So this Daniel. Pause. Now, I want you to put your own name there. Are you ready? Let's go for it. So, this Neil prospered in the reign of Biden. You are not in Darius. Leave Darius alone. This Teresa. This individual. You prospered. I don't care how much they think the economy. God has said, I will make it. You must be sold out on that truth. And when people start saying, things are going to be bad, and then you're also saying it. Oh, no. This Daniel. I said, this Daniel. And in this contest, Daniel was not prospering just in terms of finances. He prospered in his spiritual walk. When enemies concocted, it didn't work. Do you see how prosperity can be? It translates in many areas of your life. This Daniel. One day I'll preach on that verse to you. This Daniel. Because he lived in a system where people wanted to put him down. And the story was that the guy is about to be killed. But this Daniel. The one that they thought is about to die didn't die. He prospered. And notice he did not prosper only in the reign of one king. He prospered in the reign of Darius and Cyrus. Amen. But I want to show you that prosperity is not an addition to salvation. It is already covered in salvation.
Thank you for listening to another kingdom-impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland. To interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.